This recording is Mindful Movement with Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga is a gentle yoga practice. The postures you will be invited to practice are only offered as a suggestion or guide to use. If there are any postures that you feel are inappropriate for your body, please honor your body and modify the pose or choose a different pose that serves your well-being. No previous yoga is required, as this will be a simple and gentle practice. Simply do the best you can with the instructions offered here, listening to your body. Conscious breathing is of first importance. If you are able, breathe in and out through the nose and engage in diaphragmatic breathing throughout the practice, breathing deep into the belly. If at any time you find a posture too difficult, you can always simply pause and consciously breathe, sensing the flow of the in and out breaths with eyes open or closed, and simply imagine or envision doing the movements that are being suggested. Yoga is an exploration, an adventure, if you like, of working with one's body as a door into freedom and wholeness. Hatha Yoga was never about accomplishment or perfection, or even about the technique itself. It is about being with yourself, in your body, just as you are in this moment. Mindful yoga is not to get somewhere else, but to show up for yourself right here, right now, whether the experience be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. The body changes from practice to practice, and so does our minds, our hearts, and our perception of how things are in any particular moment. This yoga practice, whether you're new to yoga or a longtime practitioner, is an invitation to come into the session with beginner's mind, to see each breath, each move, as if it has never happened before. And in a very real way, it never has. This is an invitation to feel into the senses of the posture, the muscles, the bones, the joints, the thoughts, the emotions that accompany every breath and every movement, to show up for yourself and with yourself, to pay attention in a particular way without judgment, to open to the acceptance of boundaries, to be willing to work at our limits, to be patient with ourselves, seeing the boundaries and limits as a way of knowing self and discovering your full potential and range of movement. Mindful yoga can refine our attention and awareness to be with the postures rather than to do the postures. Mindful yoga invites us to be where we already are and discover where this is. Coming home to the body, being at home in your body. For this practice, you will need a yoga mat or a mat to prevent slipping while in standing postures. You might want to sometimes stand in front of a full-length mirror so you can see the alignment of your body as you get to know yourself in motion. You may want a shawl or blanket close by for the final relaxation pose of Shavasana. To begin, stand on your mat, placing your feet hip-width apart, knees slightly flexed, not locked, hips squared to the front. Feel your feet pressing into the floor, the heels, edges of your feet, the four corners, so to speak. Feel the strength of your stance. Lift up the shoulders towards the ears and then roll the shoulders back and down, opening the heart. Bring the shoulder blades a little bit closer together. The eyes softly gazing straight ahead and gently guide the chin to be parallel to the ground. The ears centered over the shoulders. Allowing the arms to hang heavily by your side with palms softly open and facing toward the front of your mat. Become aware of your breath, the fact that you are breathing. Notice the in-breath and the out-breath. Inviting your in-breath and out-breath to have equal length. Feel the diaphragm expand and contract with your in-breath and your out-breath. Feel the breath deep into the belly, filling the belly up to the top of the lungs. And on the exhale, emptying out. Become aware of your mood, your emotions in this moment, your thoughts. And letting yourself see them relaxing and drifting away as your focus comes more into the body. Standing on the mat, the yoga mat representative of your personal space, a place where you can be with yourself, honor yourself with dignity and respect, listen to the body as it sometimes directs to change to a more solid space, and the miracle as the body moves at your request. Notice the alignment of your body. Adjust your posture so that you feel, sense the straight but relaxed alignment, feeling straight, solid. You've come to the mountain pose. Be awake to all the sensations that arise in this pose, the subtle swaying of the body, the movement of the breath, does anticipation arise, impatience? Does boredom arise? Can you just be here? Breathing in, raise your arms. Bring the palms together above your head, clasping the fingers together. The index fingers extended, pointing to the sky. Keep the elbows straight. Reach upward as if you were touching the sky. Stay stretching upward, breathing in and breathing out, inviting the in-breath to be equal to the out-breath. Feel your biceps pressing against the ears. Notice the ribs feeling space between them on both the left and the right sides. Lifting up from the hips. Feel the legs pressing into the floor. Breathe in. And on the out-breath, release arms down to your side. Notice your body. Any sensations in the arms, thoughts, feelings, the heart, the breath. Let's do this again. Breathing in, raise your arms and bring the palms together above your head. Clasping the fingers together, the index fingers extended, pointing to the sky. Breathe. Stretch high as you can. And on your next exhalation, keeping the arms long and by the ears, gently arc to one side from the waist. Coming just a few inches into this pose, breathing in. Coming up through your center and rising your fingers up to the sky again. And on your next exhalation, gently arc to the other side from the waist. Coming just a few inches into this pose. Breathing in, coming up to the center again, stretching even higher, releasing the pose on your exhalation, releasing the arms down to your sides. Notice your breath. Does the breath more easily fill the lungs? Is there a sense of heat or coolness? Now, breathing in, raise the arms again, and this time extending both arm straight up, stretching the right arm higher as if picking grapes just out of reach. And then stretching the left arm up higher as if it's picking grapes just out of reach. Alternating from side to side, from right, stretching up high, to left. Maintaining the diaphragm breath, the belly breath. To reach a little higher, when you reach with the right arm, raise the left heel to extend the stretch. And when you reach with the left arm, raise the right heel to extend the stretch. See if it's possible to reach just a little higher. Discover your potential, your limit, and staying with that limit for 3 more breaths, moving slowly from side to side. And release, coming back to mountain pose. Scan the body. Sense what is happening with the muscles, the skeleton. You might feel a little lighter, a little taller, a little longer. You might feel tingles or warmth in the side body, or you might feel neutral. Simply being with how the body is in this moment, just as you are, right here, right now. Let's do some shoulder rolls, picking up the shoulders and rolling them forward, feeling the shoulder blades separate as the shoulders roll forward and slide back and down as the shoulders come to neutral. Notice the joints themselves, any sounds as you rotate and roll your shoulders forward, feeling the muscles. Possibly feeling tensions release as you breathe the shoulders forward and back to neutral. Maintaining the steady in and out breath as you explore this movement of the shoulders. Noticing if it feels smooth or rough in the movement. Not to judge, but simply to be aware of, to know your body, and to be with your body, to be at home in your body right here, right now. And now rolling the shoulders up and back, squeezing the shoulder blades together as the shoulders roll back and the chest opens. The shoulder blades like wings on the back, flexing and squeezing, and then returning to neutral. The chest, the heart expanding and opening to its fullness as the shoulders roll back. Notice how the breath breathes itself in and out as the heart, the chest opens and relaxes. Notice any crunching or sounds. And know that you're offering yourself a wonderful gift, attending to your body. And return to the mountain pose, the foundational pose of all the standing sequence of our yoga practice. Pause here. Check in with how you are. Where are the thoughts? Where are they? The feelings, the body, the heart beating. Listening to the sound of the breath flowing in and out. This pause, the pause is an all-important aspect as it allows the body-mind connection to integrate the goodness of the postures into the expression of your life, the flexibility, the awareness, the strength, and the choice to care for yourself. We will explore a balancing posture now. Begin with your feet together and your hands on your waist. Put your weight on your left foot and breathing in, lift your right leg straight out in front of you and circle it to the side. Keep the leg lifted straight out to the side. Either leave your hands on your hips, or you can breathe them up to stretch out parallel at shoulder height. Staying here, maintaining a steady breath, noticing your thoughts, your feelings, letting go judgment, and just being with how you are. On your next in-breath, see if you can raise the leg a little higher. And then on the out-breath, bring both the arms and the leg down with control. Pause here for a breath in and a breath out. Place your feet together again and place your hands on your waist. Put your weight on your right foot and breathing in, lift your leg straight out in front and circle the left leg around to the side. Keep the leg lifted straight out to the side. Either leave your hands on your hips, or again, you can breathe them up to stretch out parallel to the ground at shoulder height. Stay here. Maintain a steady breath. Observe the body. One side is almost always different than the other. On your next in-breath, see if you can raise the leg a little higher. And then on the out-breath, bring both the arms and the leg down with control. Pause here. Notice what's happening with the body and the mind. And let's do that one more time for both sides. Feet together, hands on the waist, weight onto the left foot. Breathing in, lifting the right leg straight out in front of you and circle it to the side. This time let's breathe the arms up to parallel, stretching them to shoulder height. Staying here, maintaining a steady breath. Feel the strength of your standing leg. On your next in-breath, inch that leg a little higher. And then on the out-breath, bring both the arms and the leg down with control. Your thoughts, where are you? What are you feeling? Inviting kindness and care to accompany you on the mat, letting go judgment. Bringing the feet together, hands on the waist, weight onto the right foot. Breathing in, lifting the left leg straight out in front of you. Circle it to the side. Breathe the arms up to parallel, stretching them to shoulder height. And staying here. Steady breath. Full awareness. Kindness. Feel the strength of your standing leg. On your next in-breath, see if you can raise the leg a little higher. And then on the out-breath, bring both the arms and the leg down with control. Standing in mountain pose, noticing the alignment of the body, notice any changes, noticing if there's no changes, take a big breath in to the belly and a big breath out. Nice deep breath in. And a nice deep breath out. preparing now for a forward fold. Have the knees flexed, arms simply hanging heavy at your side. Beginning with the head, we'll slowly make our way into a forward fold. Allow the chin to gently lower, to rest and relax toward the heart. The neck softening, and very slowly letting the head lead the way toward folding forward. The head dropping lower, and letting the head hang like it's on a string. Softening and offering space through the entire spine, vertebrae by vertebrae. Lengthening and releasing and relaxing as gravity assists with this relaxing stretch of the spine. Let the arms simply hang like a rag doll. The head hangs, keeping the knees soft. This allows the lower back to be supported and the stretch on the quad muscles to be gentle but effective. The mind relaxes and lets go. If it's available to you, the torso melting closer in to the front of the thighs as the head hangs, arms heavy. Maintain the breath. Notice your feelings, letting go any judgments. It's not about how far down you go. It's about showing up for yourself wherever you are. Staying here. Relaxing into the posture. Remembering that at any time, if it is not appropriate for your body, honor the body and adjust. Perhaps putting your hands on the thighs or just above the knees to support this posture. And exploring the boundaries and limits. And seeing if you can stay with the edge, the hint of discomfort, which is different than pain. Staying for a little longer than you might not otherwise. Working with the body, working to know its potential. In such a way that this is a strength that can come with you off the mat. This ability to move to your edge, your limit. And know that you're able to do this in a safe and wholesome way. Slowly, with awareness, mindfully, begin to roll the body back up to standing, with the head being the last to come to straight. Pause here and feel what you feel as you come to your mountain pose. From here, make your way to the floor and come to a comfortable seated posture with your legs stretched out in front of you, sitting tall with dignity and respect. This is the Dadasana, the seated mountain, if you will. Hands resting by your hips. Close your eyes and feel into the body, the mind, the feelings of the movement, feeling the support of the earth beneath you. And we'll move into a seated forward bend. Sitting with your legs straight out in front of you, press the backs of your thighs, calves, and heels into the ground. Reach through your heels and flex your toes toward your head. Press your hands into the ground beside your hips and lift your chest. If you find your lower back rounds and your weight is on your tailbone, you can sit up on a blanket, a cushion, or a block for support. Breathing in, raise your arms straight up to shoulder height. And as you exhale, keeping the back straight, lengthen your torso out over your legs, keeping your lower back from rounding. Letting go of grasping mind and be where you are. Feel the breath move within the body. And now surrender into the posture, allowing the torso to move as close to the legs as it is willing to go, letting go of any clinging or aversion to the ever-changing phenomena. Notice how the attempt to prolong or create pleasant feelings is itself a form of tension. Breathe. Staying here. Noticing the body. And breathing into any tensions or discomforts, be it physical, mental, or emotional. Breathing into the stretch at the back of the legs. Breathing into the space being created into the spine. And then ever so slowly, rolling up to sitting posture, hands resting on the ground beside your hips, chest lifted, sitting straight with dignity and respect. Now bringing yourself to lie flat on your back, arms by your side. Pause here and feel what it feels like to be on your back. Feel where your body meets the floor. Notice the breath, the heart. From flat on the back, in this relaxation pose, bring both feet to the floor near the buttocks, hip width apart. Place your outer right shin on your left thigh. Draw your left knee toward the chest, reaching between your legs. Clasp your hands around the left thigh. This is called eye of the needle. Notice whether you held or restricted your breath as you moved into this stretch, and continue to let the breath flow naturally. Depending on the openness in your body, you may feel stretching sensations in your right hip. You may also feel some resistance to the sensations, which causes you to tense the surrounding muscles. See if you can release this tension, and observe how the sensations change as you maintain the stretch. You're establishing mindfulness of the body sensations and mental formations. Releasing this pose and stretching your legs out straight, arms by your sides, and resting in relaxation pose for a moment. And now we continue this work on the other side. From flat on the back, bring both feet to the floor near the buttocks, hip width apart. Place your outer left shin on your right thigh. Draw your right knee toward your chest, reaching between the legs, clasping your hands around the right thigh. Notice whether you held or restricted your breath as you moved into this stretch on this side, and continue to let the breath flow naturally, maintaining this position. Since we are not perfectly symmetrical beings, we may find that one hip provokes stronger sensations and reactivity than the other. Can you stay with the bare sensation? Maybe even see the difference between one side and the other without getting caught in judging or picking and choosing. Releasing this pose and returning to relaxation pose, legs stretched out long, arms by your sides, breathe and pause here in awareness. We're going to work with the bridge pose. Lying on your back, bend the knees, placing the feet hip width apart and parallel with each other. Have the ankles directly under the knees. Inhale and arch the low back and bring the arms overhead, keeping the shoulders and sacrum on the floor. Exhale and press the low back into the earth and tuck the tailbone as you bring the arms back down to the sides. Inhale and maintain that tuck in the pelvis. Press firmly into the feet and lift the torso up off the earth. Exhale and release the spine down onto the earth. Breathe in. This time, lift the torso into the air. If you can, if it's available to you, clasp your hands under the back and hold this bridge pose. Hug the leg muscles around the bones and press evenly into the feet, lifting the toes. Roll the tops of the thighs slightly inward to align the knees over the ankles, letting the toes go back to the ground. Draw the buttocks energetically back toward the thighs. Expand the breath, breathing deeply, freeing the diaphragm, massaging the heart. Maintain this bridge. You can use the top part of your arms to press and curl the shoulder blades back, and maybe your bridge will be a little bit higher. Staying here, noticing the breath, noticing the body's strength, the release of the tensions in the hips and the heart beating in the chest. Before releasing, commit to a gentle release and ever so slowly, lowering the spine with care and with control, one vertebrae at a time, like laying a beautiful necklace of pearls down one at a time. Notice any sensations in the back, the legs, the neck. Noticing thoughts, feelings, or simply neutral. Just being with yourself. Breathe. Keeping the knees bent, pointed up to the ceiling, we'll move into a gentle spinal twist. Extend the arms straight out at shoulder level, resting on the ground with the palms facing up. Draw both knees up to the chest, keeping the knees pressing gently together. If it's available to you, dropping both knees over to the left. Keep the shoulder blades on the mat as best you can. Relax the shoulders away from the ears, shoulder blades tucked under. Rotate and turn the head to the right, moving toward a position looking out over the right shoulder. Breathe. With each inhalation, draw energy in, and with each exhalation, letting go, rejuvenating and relaxing into this twist, allowing the stress and toxins to be removed from the body. As the body is relaxed and purified, sense the mind and the entire nervous system moving into stillness and deep rest. On your next in-breath, bring the knees to center, to neutral, keeping the knees pressing gently together. On your next out-breath, allowing the knees to drop to the right. Keep the shoulder blades on the mat as best you can. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. Rotate and turning the head to the left, moving toward a position looking out over the left shoulder, and breathe. Soften and relax the brain, the eyes, the face, the spinal cord, sending a message of relaxation out through the entire nervous system. Know this state of rest as an expression of your natural self. Release the pose, drawing the knees back up to center. Hug the knees into your chest. Perhaps rocking gently left to right, massaging your muscles along your spine. Stretch the legs out straight along the mat. Breathing in, stretch the arms over your head, stretching as long as you can, as if trying to touch the walls behind you with your fingers and below you with your toes. Breathe deeply the in and the out breath. On your next exhalation, bring the arms back to your side. Rotate the arms so that the palms of the hands face upward toward the sky, and release the shoulders away from the ears. As we prepare for relaxation, shavasana, you may want your blanket or shawl at this point. So your arms are by your side, a little bit away from your body, allowing space between your arms and your ribs, palms of the hands face upward toward the sky. Allow the legs to lengthen and possibly be hip width apart, and let the feet fall naturally out to the sides. Lengthen and soften the neck along the earth and completely release the weight of the head. Feel your breath soft now, breathing itself in and out. Soften the eyes, smooth the brow, relax the brain. Relax the inner ears. And soften the inner mouth and completely relax the tongue. Let the jaw drop. Soften the spine from the neck downward, vertebrae by vertebrae, all the way down, allowing the supporting muscles to surrender to the earth. Soften the internal organs. Sense the inner wisdom, the natural intelligence and interconnectedness of all the body systems as you rest in deep relaxation. Sense your body coming into stillness and the muscles releasing away from the bones. Feel the joints open gently as gravity moves through your body. Be aware of the fullness of each breath. Bring your awareness to the heart center, feeling calm, warm, compassionate energy. Radiate, emanate out from the center of your heart, feeling, sensing the flow of life within you. And as a deepening stillness arises within you, allow compassion, love, and openness to fill your mind and your body. Allow your thoughts, emotions, breath, and body sensations to merge into the experience of being supported, held, cared for through your practice of yoga, your practice of coming home to your body, being at home in your body. Rest here in relaxation, feeling the support of the earth beneath you. Canopy of sky above. Resting in the stillness of your being. staying here as long as you choose. And then, when you're ready, and only as you're ready, gently bringing movement to your body as if waking from a restful sleep. Perhaps rocking the head gently side to side, wiggling the fingers or the toes. And as you are ready, rolling over onto your right side, supporting your head with your right arm like a pillow. Resting here for a moment and offering yourself some gratitude for the practice you've done in this mindful yoga session. Know that each time you practice mindful yoga, you are attending to yourself with kindness and care, nourishing your awareness, bringing comfort and strength, flexibility and confidence to body and mind. As you practice regularly, these qualities weave their way into your lived expression, moment by moment, breath by breath. And now, as you're ready, gently pressing onto the earth and pushing yourself up to a comfortable seated posture, placing your hands in a clap position by your heart or prayer position. I thank you for your practice. I offer a deep bow of respect and gratitude to you, honoring your heart, your highest teacher. Namaste.